Christ in the city. And the other people in the city, they stirred them up, declaring that to preach Jesus Christ as Lord was an act of treason against their mighty emperor, Claudius. And it caused riots in the town, so much so that the apostles had to leave. But even though the Apostle Paul could not be there with this healthy church, he still had their concern and their welfare in his heart. He sent Timothy back to Thessalonica to check on the welfare, because even though he had left, the church was still suffering persecutions. Timothy visited the church and come back with a good report of faith and trust and hope in the church. This was the occasion that the Apostle Paul wrote back to the church at Thessalonica. He wrote that even though he couldn't be there, his desire for them was that they may be strengthened. And the way they were to be strengthened was to realize that even though he wasn't with them, that God would never leave them, that God was with them, that he would provide the strength for them to persevere in their works of righteousness. He wanted to reinforce the church, that they would not give way to fear and weaknesses. He tells the people in the second verse of Thessalonians, he says, "We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayer. All the blessings that they, all the gifts of grace, all the favors that they have received from their God." He thanks God for them. He notifies them not that they may be able to boast that we are a holy people, but he tells them to remember the graces that God has given them, that all good things come from God, and that it is not a reason for boasting. It is not a reason for pride that God has blessed you. But it certainly is a reason that we should go to God in prayer and offer Him thanksgiving for these blessings that we have received. And he says, remembering without ceasing. He brings to mind three particular gifts that the church has received from God. Three ways that they will know that their God is still with them, that they may be strengthened in this knowledge. He says that one of the gifts was remembering without ceasing your work of faith. Gift of faith is a precious gift to us. We live and walk and worship and pray in our faith. But this faith is a certain evidence that the Holy Spirit dwells in us. When we have a faith, we can know that God is with us. And when we have this faith and we walk acceptably to God, it produces works of faith. So this was one gift that he says, remember this faith that you have that creates these works of faith. And he says, I thank God for your labor of love. It's very hard in a city that's persecuting the church. Many of these people had lost all their wealth. Many had suffered beatings, and many of them had been exiled from their families and from their home cities. But yet, they had a love of God that would not let them be deterred from their mission. They would endure these sufferings and these torments and these ridicules from the city in their labor of love. It was a labor to express their love not only to God but from their fellow people. He thanked God for this amount of love that provided this labor. But he also thanked them for the patience of hope. He said, in patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father. These are ways we can recognize a follower of God. Our faith causes a lively, an energetic, a fruitful, active demonstration of our beliefs. It provides an active devotion. The man that is rich in faith, that has been blessed by God in faith, is not ashamed to go down on his knees in public. He's not ashamed to say that I believe in Jesus Christ. This is an active devotion that faith produces. This is a sure mark of a follower of Christ. And the motivation of this person is the love of God. Even though that might be in distress, even though you might be in persecution, you still have this love, and it's all supported by hope. The hope in God's promises. In 1 Corinthians 13:13, I believe it is, Apostle Paul tells us that we should cherish the gift that's been given to the church. We should cherish the good singers, and we should cherish the ministers, and cherish the helps in the church, and all the different gifts that God provides the church to build up the church together. But he says the things we should cherish most are the three internal gifts. That's faith, hope, and love. Faith, hope, and charity, which translates out of the Greek Testament as being faith, hope, and love. We should cherish these as a more precious gift that they were given to build up the church, to strengthen the church. But here the Apostle Paul adds with this works of faith and the labor of love and the hope of patience, he adds another most precious gift. That's the gift of patience that will strengthen you to resist the temptations of the world. Now, our election by God, the indwelling of His Spirit, I cannot look at you and tell you if you are of the elect. I'm glad I can't. Because I'd sometime look in a mirror and I'd be afraid sometime. My lack of faith would make me afraid of what I might see. But our election of God cannot be seen. But it leaves certain marks, certain proofs, certain examples upon us. Power of the resurrection here. By the power of the Holy Spirit implanting into the people these gifts, it should give them a renewed hope. It should give them a strength that regardless of what corner they're backed into, regardless of what they have to endure, they know by these gifts that God is with them, that they are under God's care. This give them enough evidence that others around them saw, they renewed their faith, that when they saw these gifts manifested in them, they saw that God was manifested in them by these gifts, made the people inquire into them by what manner they had turned from the idol, by what manner they had served God. He says that, for they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how ye turned to God from idols, to serve the living and true God, and to wait for the Son in heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from wrath to come. Whenever they turn from their eyes, it was because of the work of faith. It was their faith that caused them to put away these and have trust in Jesus Christ. When they served God, it was a labor of love. It was in persecutions. It says that not only did they turn from their idols and serve the true and living God, but they also waited for the Son from heaven. When we turn from the idols in faith. It is the effect of the redemption and salvation by God on the Christ, on the cross. When we turn from these idols, it's by our faith. When we serve God, it's a result of God taking those sins away. It's a result of the love of God. He took the sins and caused the guilt to pass before us. It was a labor of love. He says in the 10th verse, and to wait for the Son in heaven. When our strength to fight the battles, the temptation, when our faith and love is maintained in this life of temptations, and it's many things in this world that will cause us to come away from God. But when our strength is maintained, when our faith is maintained, our love is maintained, we have to know that the very basis of our hope of a home in heaven, our basis of our hope in glory, is the fact that we wait for the Son in heaven. And I want you to think about that. The same Jesus that was crucified on the cross, the same Jesus that we worship as Savior, would provide no hope, would be of no help in our strength, unless this same Jesus returned as a Redeemer. Because He died upon the cross as Savior, we would still have no hope unless we had the promise that He would return and take those that He had bought back with Him. This is our hope. When He comes, our hope is that He will come and redeem His people, that He will take them back, and He will extend into the church, extend into the people the fruits and the effect of His resurrection. This almighty power that raised Jesus Christ is our surety. That's our resurrection. That's our belief. Just as sure as Jesus Christ was raised, us believing in a faithful and a true God, just as sure as He was raised, the saints will be raised. And it's because of the relationship, because of the work on the cross, because He was made head and governor of the church. He is made head of the body because of our relationship. Because He was raised, we shall also be raised. He is the first fruits. He is the earnest. He is the pledge. He is the proof that we need of our resurrection. As sure as Christ was raised, so shall they be raised. His resurrection is a pattern that when he was raised, His children will be raised, and they will be fashioned and like unto His glorious body. When Christ died, He had His sins of the people upon Him. He died for those sins. He redeemed His people. This was the work of the cross. He died for His people. He redeemed His people. But when He rose again, He was justified from all those sins. He was declared to be the head of the church. He was declared to be our leader, the head of the body. Paul believed this. He always believed it from the Damascus Road. He believed that Christ died for our sins. He believed in the power of the cross. But what he desired to see, it was the power of the resurrection. He wanted to see how it would affect him. He found out that it was the basis of hope, It was a strengthening us, allowed us to walk among those that stand among us. It allows us to dwell in God's temple. It allows us to stand and to serve in faith and love. This power of resurrection is the hope that we have, the hope that Jesus Christ raised again, and He will come as Redeemer to take His children home. This is our hope. It allows us to see the patience and hope, this power of the resurrection. Our faith, the faith that brings us here today, the faith that we live on in our darkest times, make no mistake about it, lives upon a crucified Christ. But our hope, our comfort, and our strength that holds us together receives its motivation and its strength from the resurrection. This is why Paul says to rejoice in the Lord. We not only have a risen Savior, we have a hope that He has gone to prepare a place for His people, that He will come again and take us to His own. This is our reason for rejoicing, because we have a hope. If we only had hope in this life, we'd be most miserable. But we have a hope secured in heaven. That's the power of the resurrection. It's the basis for our hope. Praise God for His mercy. Praise Him for His hope for the heaven. I appreciate your attendance. I appreciate your vote of confidence. I appreciate the honor that you've asked me to serve. I ask you all to be attentive to the meetings. I ask you all to study and read and pray. We'll have a song.
Page 100.
I invite you all to come again next month. I will have to say that I told Brother Deacon that I'd already made promises for next first Sunday. He graciously gave me leave. Also have made promises for the first Sunday in July and September. So I hate to ask for days off, but I have made some previous commitments that feel like I need to fulfill. So if y'all will bear with me, I'll ask you to come back next month, even though I can't be here. Remember the expenses of the church and the other announcements you have. Stand and sing and read.
Blessed be the kind that finds our heart
church. We ask you to come now before the time we leave this premises. Come before us and tell us what good things God has done for you, that you felt His indwelling power in you, and you desire a home with the church.
Before our Father's throne, we pour our heart.
Today. I'd like to announce this is pretty good distance, but if you have a mind to, my home church, World Memorial on Top of the Mountain, they meet every fourth Sunday, and you're more than welcome any time. We have good meetings and a lot of love and fellowship, so you're more than welcome. But we're also having a fifth Sunday meeting this month, and invite you all to attend if you have a mind to. About 55 miles from Martinsville, going to the mountain. So if you have a mind to be up that way, we'd appreciate your attendance. I don't know of any fifth Sunday meetings around here. Which ones are that? I know Northview's having a fifth Sunday meeting, but I don't know of any around this area. Do you? I don't know. Anyway, go somewhere, and if you have a mind, come up on the mountain. There's no other mountain. If all minds and hearts are satisfied, let us look to the Lord and be dismissed. O holy and righteous God, we come to thee once again, thankful for the blessings that thou hast bestowed upon us. Help us to recognize and to understand these blessings. O holy God, we are thankful in thy name that thou hast been with us throughout this part of our time. Go with us, protect and keep us as we go away from this day. Keep us in thy sight. Strengthen us that we may walk in a way acceptable to thee. Bless all the sick and shut in. Be around about us, protect and keep us from all harm and evil. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. I'm going to sit down and let it happen.